The 21st Century and Number 39, S. Teen Years, book ended by a financial crisis at the start and the fintech revolution at the end, were a decade of disruption. From negative borrowing costs to Bitcoin, here are 10 trends that have upended traditional economic and investment models in the past decade. 1/Fangtastic 5. If they were a country, they would be the fifth largest in terms of economic output, outgunning Britain and snapping at Germany and number 39's heels. With a $3.9 trillion market value, versus around $100 billion in January 2010, tech giants Facebook, Amazon.com, Apple, Netflix and Google owner Alphabet, collectively known as the Fangs, are not only at the vanguard of history and number 39's longest share bull run but have transformed how humans work, shop, consume news and relax. Fangs comprise 7% of the MSCI Global Equity Index today, up from around 1.6% in early 2010. The savvy investor who sank $25,000 in Netflix in 2009 would now be sitting on $1 million. And in the slipstream of the five pioneers, other tech titans are rising, from China and number 39's bat grouping of Baidu, Alibaba and Tencent to Sector and Quot, Disruptors and Quot, Uber, Airbnb and Deliveroo. For better or worse, the world, and markets, have changed forever. 2/Paying to Borrow. A defining feature of the years following the 2008 to 2009 meltdown was the slide of interest rates and government borrowing costs below 0%, possibly for the first time in history. US and German 10-year borrowing costs collapsed by 200 to 400 basis points this decade, the latter to as low as minus 0.7%. Roughly $12 trillion in debt carries negative yields, almost a quarter of all bonds outstanding. The drivers, central banks and number 39, asset buying, sub-zero interest rates, yield curve manipulation and the tech revolution and number 39's deflationary effects, were in themselves groundbreaking, at least in terms of scale. The Bank of Japan holds assets collectively worth more than Japan and number 39's economy. The European Central Bank and number 39's balance sheet is a quarter the Eurozone and number 39's annual output but double decade-ago levels. 3/A Century in Bonds. With record low rates and yield-starved investors, bonds with tenors longer than the average human lifespan have caught on. A handful of 100-year bonds were around in 2010, but Mexico and number 39's $1 billion issue maturing 2110 started an issuance surge that saw US and British universities, Ireland, Belgium, and Austria, US municipalities and corporations such as Coca-Cola and Petrobras sell century bonds. Even junk-rated serial defaulter Argentina drew huge bids for its 2117 maturity bond. Just over 1,400 century bonds, worth almost $170 billion are now outstanding, according to Refinitiv. But, caveat emptor. Buyers of the Argentine century bond have watched it lose half its value. Austria and number 39's issue, also sold in 2017, is up more than 60%. 4/Coining IT. In 2010, Bitcoin was an idea causing ripples in niche online forums. 10 years later, cryptocurrencies are intertwined with finance, business and politics. Crypto markets, non-existent in 2010, are now worth over $200 billion, having hit a $815 billion peak at the apex of the Bitcoin bubble. Having changed hands for just 3 cents in its first public trade, Bitcoin now trades over $7,500. That and number 39's off its peak near $20,000, though, a reminder of its volatility. Usage has also spread. Coinmetrics estimates that from 130 active Bitcoin addresses a decade back, there are now nearly 750,000. Crypto took many guises through the 2010s, from rebel technology to a tool for criminals, speculative token to the great hope for frictionless payments. While it never really shook off doubts over security, Virtual money and blockchain tech have evolved at a dizzying pace, typified recently by Facebook and Number 39's push to launch its Libra token and steps by central banks to create their own digital currencies. 5/passive-aggressive. Sometimes it and Number 39's better to be passive. The punter who opted to ride the past decade and Number 39's equity boom via an exchange-traded fund, ETF, tracking the S&P 500 would have earned 200% but at a fraction of the fee a mutual fund manager would have charged. Hence spectacular ETF growth, assets have swelled to almost $7 trillion, from below $2 trillion in 2010, consultancy Eatfki says. Low investment fees should help extend the boom. Total ETF assets could hit $50 trillion in 2030, Bank of America predicts. 6/investment climate. With the hottest 4 years on record occurring in the past 4 years, according to the World Meteorological Organization, climate is shaping investor thinking in a way it did not a decade ago. Crop failures, floods and wildfires can all inflict portfolio losses. More funds are reducing exposure to polluting industries, embracing renewables and water conservation technologies or investing in the likes of fake meat firm Beyond Meat, whose 2019 IPO was greeted with rapture on Wall Street. Over $30 trillion is held in sustainable or green investments, the Global Sustainable Investment Alliance estimates, more than doubling from 2011. Green bonds debuted in 2007 to fund projects with environment benefits. This year, issuance totaled a record $200 billion+. 7/shale oil. Having learned to wring oil from shale with fracking, the United States has vaulted to the top of the oil producer rankings, with 12.5 million barrels per day of output, double 2010 levels. Shale oil production exceeds 9 million BPD, from below 1 million BPD in 2010, making the United States an oil exporter for the first time in 40 years. The shale boom is partly why conversations around energy have switched from peak supply to peak demand. Surging output comes alongside environmental concerns, meaning an oil glut is likelier than shortages. Interactive chart. 8/electric dreams. Having relied for over a century on the internal combustion engine, the global auto industry is being upended by battery-powered cars. In 2010, electric car maker Tesla went public and its shares, launched at $17, now trade at $380. Hundreds of billions of dollars have been pledged to develop a new generation of electric cars. Industries supplying car batteries are booming and demand for their main component, lithium, could triple by 2025. EV sales so far have disappointed, 2 out of 100 cars sold today are electric. Petrol and diesel vehicles are cheaper and EV charging infrastructure is limited. But growing alarm over climate change and government incentives to steer consumers away from petrol means the electric revolution looks unstoppable. 9/flash boys, flash crashes. Tech and Number 39's transformative power has not bypassed currency trading floors. 10 years ago, dealers did the buying and selling for banks and clients. Today, electronic trading comprises 90% of some products, doubling in this period. Another shift is toward unquot, algos unquot, computer programs that follow preset instructions, or algorithms, to trade, often at speeds impossible for humans. From being largely non-existent a decade ago, algo trading now comprises a fifth of FX spot volumes on Refinit IFXall, a platform for the buy side. On another venue EBS, over 80% of the order book is algo-driven, the Bank for International Settlements estimates. One side effect is that and Number 39, flash crashes and Number 39, wild exchange rate swings, have become frequent, ostensibly due to algos that are programmed to turn off if markets become volatile. The winners? Those who can afford the most sophisticated algos. Almost half of global currency trading is now with the top 5 banks, with smaller institutions, and of course, traders, having to exit. 10/going to pot. Marijuana took a trip this decade from street corners to stock markets. The first pure play US and quot, pot stock and quot, Tilray, debuted on NASDAQ in 2018, leaping 36% on the first day. And 18 months since Canada legalized recreational cannabis, hundreds of pot stocks are trading. Pot also spawned one of the decade and number 39's asset bubbles. Dubbed the Green Rush, shares in firms such as Aurora Cannabis and Canopy Growth rose several fold before peaking in October 2018. At their high, the 10 biggest components of a pot stock benchmark, the Alternative Harvest ETF, were worth $50 billion. A year later, $30 billion had gone up in smoke. Blame regulation and overproduction hitting weed prices. A sign of a maturing industry? The highs may have evaporated, but pot stocks aren't and number 39, T going anywhere. Except perhaps London, which may host the next set of cannabis listings in 2020.